the interviewee is John D. Strathouse, Sergeant 2116371, Squad Leader, I Company, 3rd Battalion, 26th Marines, 3rd Marine Division. The interviewer is Edward M. Evans, Staff Sergeant 1868548, USMC. This interview was taken at Phu Bai, Tui Tin Province, Republic of Vietnam on 3 September 1967. The subject of this interview is a squad action on Hill 689. This interview is classified confidential.
Witness John Dennis Strathouse, rank sergeant, serial number 2116371, with I Company 326, squad leader. My platoon left base camp of Quezon June 26. We went out about 0900 in the morning. We were supposed to patrol an area, then set up a night ambush. While we had our night ambush set up, Quezon was rocketed and mortared in the vicinity west of us. They started pouring rounds into the area, and a stray round hit right in the middle of our ambush, inflicting about 8 WIAs and 1 KIA. We called for a medevac. Choppers came in. The second chopper that came in was overloaded. In the process of trying to get out, it got caught in an air pocket and crashed about 500 meters from our area. My squad was told to set up security around the chopper until it could be held lifted out. The next morning, another platoon from our company came and joined our platoon, and they moved out to the vicinity where they thought the rockets had come from. My squad was left in the rear with the chopper to wait for engineers and another chopper to take it out. I waited with the chopper until about 1700, and they finally got it out. I moved back to the staging area where the company had left earlier and called to see if they wanted me to try and join the company. At that time, they were receiving some small arms fire. They had spotted about 10 NVA up on the ridgeline. They said for me and my squad to go back to Quezon, to be held at the back to Quezon, and wait until morning to come back and join the platoon. The next day, we were hell lifted back out, my squad attachment was hell lifted back out to the company. We stayed right at Hill 689 for 2 days, then we moved down into the valley, patrolled that, went down to the rocket site, patrolled that area, then moved back up to 758. We stayed up on 758 approximately 7 days, then we were hell lifted back in. The only contact that we ever made was the initial assault on 689. The rest of the time we couldn't make contact. When we first left Quezon, it was just supposed to be an overnight ambush, so we only took 2 meals with us, 2 canteens of water, and just 1 BAA of ammo, not expecting to make any kind of contact because another company of our battalion had just swept through the area about 5 days prior to us going there, so it's considered a safe area. After we went up, my platoon went up to the hill. They ran out of ammo almost immediately, and they had to bring choppers in and resupply them. That night, after things cooled down, they brought all, well, every man had at least 700 rounds, about 10 grenades per man. Next morning, they brought out the chow and water. The men were carrying M16s, M79s, machine guns, rockets.
The interviewee is Robert E. Stanton, Lance Corporal, 2264015, USMC, Assistant Gunner, Mortar Platoon, I Company, 3rd Battalion, 26th Marines, 3rd Marine Division. The interviewer is Edward M. Evans, Staff Sergeant, 1868548, USMC. This interview was taken at Phu Bai, Tui Ten Province, Republic of Vietnam, on 3 September 1967. The subject of this interview is a platoon-sized patrol on Hill 689. This interview is classified confidential.
My name is Robert E. Stanton, rank is Lance Corporal, service number 2264015. I belong to India Company. I was assistant gunner on 60 mortars. First platoon had gone out that morning, that afternoon, to set up an ambush and patrol the area. I hadn't gone out because I was on no duty at the time. When following that night, we got rocketed, and we heard that there was a mishap within the area where the ambush was set up. So that morning they told us that we were supposed to go out there and check the area and go find out where the rockets had come from. Well, I took my no-duty chit and tore it up because I felt I had to go out there being a gunner. We went out, joined up with 1st Platoon, then I rejoined up with 3rd Squad 60 Mortars, 3rd Platoon. We left 1st Platoon behind one squad to take care of the chopper that had gone down. We started to move slowly towards the direction of where the rockets had come from, thinking that maybe they might have an ambush set up for people coming out that way. We got to the base of Hill 689 and started to receive small arms fire. At that point, we sent up a squad online. They went up the hill very slowly and took the first ridge line that was there with 60 mortars shooting a barrage of fire up to the hill for cover. After 60 mortars had fired their fire and then we had taken over the first ridgeline 689, we continued to move. This is when we started to receive more intense fire from the top of the ridgeline. 60 mortars ran out of ammo very quickly. They took over as riflemen from that point on. The gunner of the mortar grabbed a rifle from a wounded man who was shot and helped lay a barrage of fire in the towards the position of the enemy. At that time, they received sniper fire from one hole, constant sniper fire, which took the lives of about five different men, all trying to go after a man that the sniper had shot for bait. We tried to get rounds into the hole, grenades in the hole, but it didn't seem very successful. We called up rocket men. They shot a couple rocket rounds at the hole and didn't succeed. And then we called up another rocket man and he got a WP bag right in the hole. Knocked the position out, which got rid of the sniper who was doing the most damage. After that, we just received very small arms fire, wasn't too much, and finally subsided, at which point we started to carry the wounded to choppers, which we had called in, started to get the resupply of ammo, which we needed very badly because we were just about out of the ammunition we had carried out with us. We set up that night, and was on 100% alert for most of the night, figuring that it might be hit again by people trying to come over and take their hill again. Nothing happened that night. Next day we got resupplied. 1st Platoon came out and rejoined us. We moved off the ridgeline to a lower part of the hill and set up again for that night. And around 2000, the caisson got rocketed again. The NVA just knew that we were there, but they rocketed them anyway. We called in artillery and knocked the position out. following morning, we decided we're going to go down to the lower ridge line and check the area out where the rockets were. We went down to the base of the hill, base of 689, before going up to 758. Spent the night there. Before that night, though, we sent a platoon out to check the area. They discovered found the rocket site, discovered medical aids, weapons, sniper rifles, brand new, which hadn't even been used yet, they had said. They found bodies there, a few bodies. They dug up some of the graves and found equipment and stuff inside of them. From there, after that following night, we went up to 758 and ran small patrols off of there. Every so often, we spotted NVA in the area moving around. We'd call snipers in to fire down on them. We were never able to check it out because of terrain. We got resupplied every day and made patrols every day off the hill, down into the valley, checking different areas out. Each time we usually found a little bit more than we did before. We found more ammunition, we found rice where they had stayed, bunkers, and a lot more ammunition. We discovered old rockets which they hadn't fired, and rocket launchers. We had thought that maybe they were getting ready to fire some more, probably when the artillery had come in. After being resupplied for the several days, making our patrols off the hill, they decided that we had taken care of the area fairly well, that they didn't think there'd be too much more activity in the area, so they brought us back in. They flew us in by chopper, and that was about all. When we ran into sniper fire, we had one man that started to lead up the squad. He got shot in the thigh. We had come to the conclusion that this was just bait, that he was trying to get other people to come up to drag him away, and this way he could have a clear shot at the other ones and kill him. This we figured out through the fact that he had a clear shot at the man he shot for bait to kill him, but he didn't. So naturally thought this was his best chance of getting more men, figuring the way we operate, that we'd send people up there to drag the man away. And this is what happened. Men came up and started dragging him away, and each man came up over the small ridge line. He would fire at them, and each one of them was shot in the head from the sniper rifle.
The interviewees are Charles D. Rudd, Sergeant, 2121308 USMC, Patrol Leader, 3rd Platoon, 2nd Squad, C Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division. Dennis W. Spangler, Sergeant, 2002086 USMC, Platoon Sergeant, 3rd Platoon, C Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division. And Gerald T. Reaver, Lance Corporal, 2304224 USMC, Machine Gunner, 3rd Platoon, 2nd Squad, C Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division. The interviewer is Edward M. Evans, Staff Sergeant, 1868548, USMC. This interview was taken at Phu Bai, Tui Ten Province, Republic of Vietnam, on 3 September 1967. The subject of this interview is a recon patrol inserted to observe enemy infiltration designed to disrupt national elections. The classification of this interview is confidential.
My name is Charles Daniel Rudd, Sergeant, Serial Number 2121308, and Patrol Leader with 3rd Platoon, 2nd Squad, Charlie Company, call sign Intend 2. On 31 August 1967, Intend 2 ran a patrol northwest of Way on Hill 101. We left Recon Helipad at approximately 1300. We went out in two CH-46 Marine Corps helicopters with two UE gunships for support and fixed wing. At 13:30, we were landed on top of Hill 101 with no incidents. We radioed back to the choppers that we were all secure. The choppers then proceeded to go back to Fubai. Approximately 20 minutes after choppers left, we heard movement and spotted some movement in the brush to our northeast. I gave my machine gunner the word to open up. He opened up into the wood line with his M60, approximately 100 rounds. We then started receiving fire from 30 caliber machine gun and numerous small arms. I then informed my radio man to call the choppers back to get us, also informing Santa Ana, which is our battalion commander, of our predicament. We then formed a 360 degree perimeter on top of Hill 101, returning a heavy volume of automatic and semi-automatic fire. In approximately 15 minutes, we suppressed the enemy fire, but we noticed that they were trying to outflank us to our northeast. They were moving around to our northeast, trying to push us off the top of the hill and down into the open saddle below. I then had my M79 man fire on the flanks, which dispersed the enemy, at which time we sighted the 46s in the air again. They gave us the word to move to the far hill. After getting the rest of my men together, we proceeded over the top of the hill and down through the saddle, which we waited for the choppers. The UEs came in and strafed the area, providing cover for the 46s and our extraction. We were extracted on the reverse side of the mountain, or the hill, 101. We received no enemy fire that I know of coming out. Lessons learned from this, we were hit with approximately 25 to 30 VC, I believe. They hit us 20 minutes after the choppers left, which gave the impression that they didn't want the choppers, they just wanted us. In situations like this, it more or less depends on every man putting out 100% his own job, whether it be a radio man, machine gunner, or patrol leader. On this patrol, we carry a M60 machine gun. Normally, an M60 is not taken on a patrol due to the fact of its weight and its bulkiness, and you only have usually 7 to 8 men on a patrol. But there are factors that you sometimes must take into consideration. Those being terrain, the enemy situation in the area. Mainly it's terrain. Usually if you're going into a really open area, machine gun is an outstanding weapon for it. Due to the fact you can see for sometimes up to 4 or 5 miles. And the terrain does not prohibit the carrying of the M60 and its ammunition.
My name is Dennis W. Spangler, Sergeant, Serial Number 2002086, Platoon Sergeant for 3rd Platoon, Charlie Company, 3rd Recon. My normal function is patrol leader. I have two squads in my platoon, both taking out individually periodically. Once in a while, we have either a lieutenant or myself go out with these patrols in order to observe and to give any comments to the patrol leaders as to what he's doing right or wrong. On this particular patrol, on the 30th of August, we landed on Hill 101, approximately 1:30, just about 20 minutes after landing. We spotted movement to our south and northeast, just in the area where previously had been prep fired. We noticed this movement and we prepared for enemy fire by sending up a 360 perimeter. Our M60 man noticed some direct movement to our south, and the patrol leader noticed this also. He then asked me to come down off the side of the hill to observe this movement. He then asked me to strafe the area on the side of the hill and in the valley. At this time, myself and the M60 man both opened up, and approximately 2 or 3 minutes after we opened up, we received about 10 to 15 rounds within our 360 perimeter. We then moved up to the side of the hill to a better position in order to observe on both sides of the hill. We then put out a volume of fire to suppress the enemy fire. Our patrol leader then had the radio operator call the Hueys. This time the Hueys said they were on their way. We then proceeded to open up fire and keep a volume of fire until the Hueys got back. We then moved off the side of the hill and let the Hueys strafe the area where this enemy fire was coming from. The Hueys suppressed the fire, then the CH-46s came down on the other side of the hill, picked us up. We then proceeded, and to my knowledge, we didn't receive any rounds. Reason for this intent-to recon patrol in this particular area was the previous team had made sightings of at least 20 to 50 VC. Our mission was to determine the nature of enemy activity developing along the natural infiltration routes that could be used by NVA VC to obstruct the national elections of the 3rd of September. We were also to pay particular attention to the size and direction of enemy movement. We were also to act as forward observer for the artillery on targets of artillery and at least 15 or more enemy. We were also to make every attempt to capture their prisoner by ambush. Equipment normally carried on patrol is we usually carry three claymores. We have two radio operators, primary and an alternate. We like to carry normally a mirror, a signal mirror of some sort. We like to carry a strobe light, air panel. Most of the times, if it's all possible, we like to carry an M60. We always carry an M79 man. He usually carries anywhere between 50 and 75 rounds with him. On a normal patrol, I ask my people to at least take 300 rounds or better due to the terrain or the enemy situation in the area. We also like to take, if possible, a corpsman with us. We also take anywhere between 8 and 10 canteens, considering the water situation. We like to take anywhere from 4 to 5 days chow due to sometimes extraction doesn't go as scheduled. Okay. Lessons learned, patrol leader, as soon as we were hit, immediately took to the highest terrain in the area, thus giving us, affording us the best cover and the best avenue of view in order to get our extraction.
My name is Lance Corporal Gerald Reaver. My serial number is 2304224, and I was carrying a machine gun on this patrol. Before we ever went out on a patrol, we were briefed on what was out there. Another patrol had just been in the area, and we knew the enemy situation, what the terrain was like, the water situation. We knew the whole story, so we were expecting just what happened just about. My patrol leader instructed me that as soon as we got out of the chopper, that if I heard or even thought I heard or saw or even thought I saw anything, that I should open up on immediately because to take no chances. When we got out of the chopper on the Hill 101, we set up in a 360 and waited for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. We thought we saw movement, but we weren't sure, and we were preparing to move out in a column when I heard distinct movement in the brush below us. My patrol leader instructed me to open up down there, and I did, and we started taking enemy fire. I fired approximately 125 rounds, then we pulled back and moved in a better position on top of the hill. My patrol leader instructed me to concentrate my fire on in the direction from which the enemy machine gun was firing, and so for approximately 2 minutes it was a neck and neck thing, I guess, but finally their fire stopped, so I guess we won. Well, after this we moved down the reverse side of the hill because the choppers were on their way back to pick us up, and we moved down in a saddle below the hill, and then the choppers come down and picked us up. I don't think we received any fire that I know of when we were leaving in the chopper. Well, as far as my lesson learned, the most crucial part of any patrol to me is when you first get out of the chopper, because the sudden change of environment, all the noise, the helicopter and everything, and then you're dropped down into a completely different environment, and it takes time for your ears to adjust, for your eyes to adjust, so a small pause there for you to reflexes to change and get used to where the area you're in is really important. So my lesson learned is not to be too hasty in getting things going, to pause and let yourself get used to the environment around you at that time.
The interviewee is Thomas H. McCorkle, Corporal 2260877 USMC, Patrol Leader, 1st Platoon, 1st Squad, C Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division. The interviewer is Edward M. Evans, Staff Sergeant, 1868548, USMC. This interview was taken at Phubai, Tui Ten Province, Republic of Vietnam, on 3 September, 1967. The subject of this interview is a recon patrol near Hill 101. This interview is classified confidential.
My name is Thomas H. McCorkle, Corporal, serial number 2260877. I'm a patrol leader for 1st Platoon, 1st Squad, Charlie Company, 3rd Recon Battalion. About 2 weeks ago, our battalion started spotting large movements moving down from the hills in the lowland, moving north. My patrol was told to go in and see where they were moving, find out their activity, and try to follow them to see what they were doing. My patrol was inserted in helicopters. My patrol was inserted in the jungle northwest of Wei. When we went down into our LZ, the chopper sat down, and I got my patrol together, and we moved off the helicopter. As soon as my point man and my M79 man got off, the enemy opened up from a ridge line. We immediately dispersed, got down, and started returning fire. Several members of my patrol spotted 10 to 15 VC/NVA getting online, moving towards us. These NVA were carrying heavy equipment. They had mortar tubes, several automatic weapons. As soon as we made contact, I told my radio man to inform Santa Ana and the gunships that we were in contact. The gunships went into action, started strafing the area, and called fixed wing in. They advised us to move east to a better position so they could send 46s in to get us out. We got together, started moving east. And we noticed that the enemy were following us. We informed the gunships that they were following us. The gunships made strafing runs around our area and got the enemy off our tails. We kept moving east, kept in contact with the gunships that were following us, giving us good coverage. We kept moving east. We ran into a machine gun that was set up at our flanks. The machine gun opened up at the Hueys and not at us. We returned fire at the machine gun, informed the Hueys that it was there, and they came in and blew it away. We kept moving east till we found an LZ. While we were sitting in the LZ, the fixed wing was on call. They were coming in making their runs. Doing a real good job, and knocked out the enemy. Later, the 46s came in, and we were extracted, and we didn't take any enemy fire when we were coming out. Due to this incident that happened, we knew that the enemy were in the area, so the following day, we were inserted north of this area. We were inserted the same way, 46 helicopters on Hill 101, northeast of Way. The chopper set down the LZ. We got off. We didn't receive any fire. We didn't see anything. The choppers left, proceeded back to Fubai. We gave Santa Ana, our battalion commander, and the choppers. We were all secure. And everything was running okay. We moved down Hill 101, moved west to find a better OP position. Had a real good OP position. We stayed here the first day, first night, second day, and second night with no sightings whatsoever. Third day, we decided that we had better move because the terrain was pretty wide open. We could be observed by the enemy, so we decided best to move. We started moving south to see if we could find water. We got to a hill that was pretty bare. We sat down to take a break. When I had my men set up in a defense watching both flanks, the front and the rear of our position. One of my men, who was observing the area with 750 binoculars, spotted 10 to 20 enemy moving across a trail on top of a ridge line. These VC were wearing cartridge belts, heavy packs, carrying rifles, and pulling a 57 caliber heavy machine gun on wheels. I informed Santa Ana of our sighting, and he advised us to call in artillery. We called in artillery, approximately 16 rounds of HE, high explosive. The enemy, when the artillery started hitting, the enemy moved down into the tree line. After the artillery had ceased fire, we kept on observing. We saw 17 more VC move back out into the open and start moving back and forth over the trail. This time, I called in artillery again and asked for airstrikes. The artillery was firing. The enemy kept moving, trying to get out of its way. I had this on-call artillery. I told the artillery to fire at my command due to the enemy were moving from the brush and out in the open. I had them fire at my command when the enemy appeared in the open. They kept coming out. I informed them to fire. They fired three rounds for effect. The enemy were moving towards the tree line. One round hit right in the middle of three of them, which we got three confirmed KIAs and five probable KIAs. As soon as the artillery got through shooting, fixed wing came in, dropped 250-pound bombs, rockets, 20 millimeters, napalm, and scraped there real good. After this airstrike, the enemy moved back out in the open. About 22 of them we spotted moved back out in the open. Called fixed wing in again. They came in this time. I think it was four jets. Each one of them made their runs, dropped everything they had, and I think took care of them pretty good. They enemy started moving down the hill, down into the valley. We saw the enemy in the valley. I instructed one of my men to keep a close watch on them with 750s while I got artillery ready again. We observed 10 to 15 VC watching us with binoculars. We knew that the enemy knew our position and were going to do something about it. We informed our battalion commander of this. He advised us to call in artillery. I fired 16 rounds artillery, which didn't seem to have any effect on the enemy. Due to the heat and our OP position and our lack of water, I requested a resupply of water and troops for three medevacs we had from heat exhaustion. Santa Ana, our battalion commander, advised us that resupply was on the way. When we spotted the resupply choppers in the area, the enemy spotted them also. They started moving up towards the hill, towards us. The artillery was still firing but didn't have any effect on them. The chopper, I informed the choppers that there were enemy down there. The gunships went down to the valley and started scraping the area. The choppers sat down, got my team together. We got on the choppers. Didn't receive any fire coming out due to the gunships. Had the enemy pretty well pinned down. On this particular patrol, the lessons that I learned from this, when the enemy is too far away to use small arms, fire, it's always wise to use your on-call artillery, your fixed wing, because these two things help you more out when you're out in the field and when you're in a fix more than anything else out there. On this particular patrol, the OP position that my patrol had was a good OP position, but it was about the only one available in the area. If there had been other OP positions that I could get to easily and quickly without the enemy seeing me, I would have used them. It's always wise to change your OP positions. You keep calling in artillery over and under, the enemy will find out your position. So I found out it's always wise to move your OP position when possible.
Which of you E's are Jose G. Lopez, Corporal 2261270, USMC, Patrol Leader, B Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division. William S. Kaufman, Private First Class, 2297429, USMC, Radio Man, B Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division. Roy T. Burns, Private, 2264776, USMC, Point Man, B Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division. The interviewer is Edward M. Evans, Staff Sergeant, 1868548, USMC. This interview was taken at the Khe Sanh Combat Base, Quang Tri Province, Republic of Vietnam, on 5 September 1967. The subject of this interview is a reconnaissance patrol near the Khe Sanh Combat Base area. This interview is classified confidential.
Hey, my name is Jose G. Lopez. I'm a corporal. My serial number is 2261270. My position in patrol is team leader, and my unit is Bravo Company 3rd Recon Battalion. We are operating at the area of Khe Sanh, and I am trying to relate what happened in our last patrol, the 2nd of September. We were inserted at coordinates 911425. It was approximately 3:15 in the afternoon when we aboarded helicopters. We got into the area approximately 3:30. We were supposed to make a flip-flop, as we call it. In other words, one team was supposed to come out and our team was supposed to get in the area. We were in the area approximately 5 minutes. The other team was gone. What our point man, Private Roy T. Burns, he observed two NVAs observing at us with what appeared to be field glasses. We called gunships and informed our superiors in the area about our first sight. We tried to move away from the area, move approximately 50 to 75 meters in the opposite side of our LZ. Well, all of a sudden we seen four NVA in the ridge line opposite to these two that were working with us. My point man, my M79 man, my secondary radio man, and myself opened up on them. killing these four NVAs. We reported to our superiors in the company and the gunships in the air. We told them we were going to move to our LZ, if possible, for emergency extraction of our team. When we got to our LZ, the two first NVAs we saw, they opened up on us, and we received a few rounds from their weapons. We opened up on them at the same time, killing these two NVAs. At the same time, two machine guns opened up on us when we were in this area. We called gunships and directed fire from our position for the jets that were flying around the area. The bombing was excellent. The jets killed three NVA that we could see, and we see the remainder of the two guns that were in the area. After that, we try to move away from our position that was already pinpointed. And seven NVA move in the opposite ridge line to our, getting close to our position, and they were trying to set something that appeared to be mortar tubes. My point man, Private Burns, opened up, and the man that was supposed to be an officer, he was wearing the officer uniform and wearing just a pistol. That gave us the idea he was an officer. He shoot him and killing this man. The remainder of them, well-organized people, keep on setting their weapons, try to hit us as hard as they could. With direct close fire from the jets and the Huey guns, gunships, in this position, resulting of the killing of these six NVAs. Things quiet down for approximately 15 minutes. Well, all of a sudden, another gun start opening up on us from the opposite ridge line. We call Huey's again, our good air support. We inform them where they were. We try to move in the area, try to mark this position with 79 rounds. The Huey pilots could observe perfectly what we're trying to tell them. They drop a few rockets, machine guns. They open up with all the guns they have, and we could see that seven NVA were dead after this. Things quiet down again for approximately 15 to 20 minutes. While three men, suspected NVA, try to move close to a radio man. In other words, they were trying to get our communications away from us. A radio man started noticing jamming on our frequencies, and different things were going at the same time. We lost comm with everybody for approximately 10 or 15 minutes. This NVA tried to kill a radio man, but fast reaction of myself and my team leader, my point man, knocked down this NVA, killing it with hand grenades. After this happened, we start smelling something different in the area. We hear noises toward the south of our position, and I ordered my point man again to move with me, employing the tear gas. We use our mask, drop a couple of gas grenades, and run through the gas and see the results, what happened. Our surprise was to see six NVA so close to us that we could see him crying, coughing, and other things. We opened up on him, killing six of them at that time. When we come back to our position again, my assistant team leader, Corporal Moffett, he kept all the men in well-organized positions. Nobody was scared. Everybody was calm. At this time, two more NVA tried to get into the area. They were knocked down again with M26 hand grenades. After this happening, we wait for gunships and extraction. They told us they were coming down after us. It was approximately 10 minutes after they gave us the word when the ship started coming down to pick us up. It was a beautiful sighting for us. Ship coming open up with all his guns. Gunships were opening with all they had. Jets were dropping bombs all around us to give us coverage to get out of the area. At this time, another NVA tried to sneak up on us, possible a sniper. My point man, Private Burns, he opened up on him. They exchanged rounds, approximately 15 rounds apiece, resulting in the killing of this last NVA in our side. When the gunship set down, one of the gunners opened up in two more NVAs that were trying to stop the gun from get us out of the area. He did an outstanding job with his gun and helping us out of getting into the helicopter. Approximately 3 hours after that, we were in the area, back with our friends, and telling everybody what happened. We were happy, everybody was happy, and our team is really proud of the work we did. There's something happening before our departure in here. We have an award presentation in here. There were five men receiving Purple Hearts from General Hockmuth, Thermarine Division Commander. He talked to me personally. I received two Purple Hearts at that time. And after he presented the awards, he said something about the use of our weapons. Say that it was effective to use semi-automatic weapons and still automatic weapons in our reconnaissance patrols. I engraved that in my mind when I was going out, and I informed everybody in my team. In other words, I ordered everybody in my team to keep their weapons in semi-automatic fire, keeping a close eye on every one of them. I couldn't hear no automatic fire from any of the weapons, and I can say that semi-automatic weapon fired is more effective with the M16 rifle, because it's a rifle that can be aimed easily, and the results are very, very effective.
My name is William S. Kaufman. I'm a PFC. My serial number is 2297429. This patrol is primary radio man in B Company, 3rd Recon Battalion. Let's see. We left here September 2nd, approximately 3:15 in the afternoon. We boarded the choppers and left to our position. We arrived approximately 3:30, and we flip-flopped with another team, which is Broadway 3. We were there approximately 2 minutes before our point man, Private Burns, spotted two NVA. We tried to move away from this position where we had spotted him and called back the Hueys at that time. We moved to the other side of the hill. Private Burns and Corporal Moffitt had spotted four more NVA. They opened fire. That's getting rid of them. By this time, the choppers had come back and started firing on the other side of our hill, which is on the east side of where we were inserted. At that time, I had tried to get calm with Santa Ana Broadwell, and received them fairly well. I couldn't pick up our relay at all. I reported that we had spotted at least six NVA, and that we requested to get back out, an extraction. They had asked for the approximate number of enemy that we had, well, I had seen at the time. I had sent in six. And comm wasn't too good at the time. We had to move back to into our LZ, into an open area, before I could really receive any comm at all. After we'd gotten back into our LZ, Santa Ana Bravo called out and asked if we wanted any RD fire. At that time, we sent in polar plots, three different ones, and had them fire the first one. The plots were called in very good, and it held them off quite often. After the first polar plot was called, Private Burns had said that he could sense that there was NVA coming up on his right side. At that time, himself and Corporal Lopez took out their gas masks and gas grenades, went over to that side of the hill, and thus destroying six enemy at that time. When they came back, had been there approximately 10-15 minutes, and Corporal Lopez had spotted approximately 2 or 3 MVAs signing in on me, the primary radio man. At that time, he told Private Burns to take a grenade and pointed out the general direction that they were in. At that time, they both got up, threw their grenades, killing the enemy then. So it was approximately, 20 minutes after that when you did the same thing happened again. The enemy had moved back in that same position. This time they went to the same deal, and thus killing 2 more NVA. This time I had to move out of that little section. It was too much in the open at the time. Right about then I started having bad comm. I couldn't receive Santa Ana Bravo, and I couldn't receive the relay station either. This time Santa Ana Bravo sent in to change over to secondary frequency and to put up our whip. I was gave the whip to our secondary radio man. From then on, he had come. Right after that, Private Burns had spotted another NVA moving into his position. He fired, thus killing that NVA. Approximately 15, 20 minutes after that, the choppers were back to pick us up. And we were out, which was I was very glad.
My name is Private Roy Thomas Burns, 2264776. I'm with the 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, Bravo Company, operating in the Quezon area. And my position in the patrol is a point man. On the second day of September, as we were being inserted in our RZ, we flip-flopped with another team in our platoon. At this time, when I got off the helicopters, I spotted 2 NVAs to our south. We moved out of the area to try to break contact. At this time, as we were moving, myself, M79 man, Corporal Moffitt, patrol leader, Corporal Lopez, and the primary radio man, PFC Kaufman, spotted 4 more NVAs, which we returned far with them, killing these 4. At this time, we moved back to our RZ, where we got inserted, to spot for the Hueys so they could make runs on the 2 NVAs. At this time we caught a few sniper rounds, small arm fire. The gunships come in. They made excellent coverage on these 2, killing. And at this time we called in fixed wings, which we was catching machine gun fire from the opposite side of the hill. The jets were excellent in their coverage on the machine guns. We only spotted 3, but we suspected more in the area. At this time, things were quieting down just a little, and the radio man spotted 3 NVAs trying to move up on him. And Corporal Lopez and myself moved down the hill, killing the 3 NVAs. At this time, I smelt strongly scents of VC, which I told the patrol leader, Corporal Lopez, me and him, in return, got our gas mask, gas grenades, and moved to the other side of the hill, throwing gas. We moved through the gas, spotting 6 NVAs, choking, crying, gasping. This time, we opened up on them, killing the 6 and returned fire. I caught a minor wound. We moved then back to the rest of the team where Corporal Moffitt took control of the team, doing outstanding work with the rest of the team as me and Corporal Lopez was across the hill. At this time, the Hueys and the Jets were making runs, dropping bombs, the Hueys shooting their guns, covering from all directions. We called for extraction. And as the birds come in,
the gunners on the 46s threw outstanding fire out. The gunners were very effective in helping everyone in the birds. So at this time we got out, came back to the area, which we was very proud. Everybody was proud to see us back. And to go back where, as we were setting in, I could smell strongly fish and pod, which you see stink like fish when they're out. And I've been around where a few of them smoke pod, which just stinks very much. Me and Corporal Lopez took our gas and gas mask, returned to the opposite side of the hill, throwing the gas, walking through the gas where we seen six NVAs choking, gassing, crying on the gas. We opened up with small arms, killing the six, and returned. I caught a minor wound. Okay.
The interviewee is Robert M. Hatfield, Private First Class, 225-1162 USMC, Observer, B Company, 3rd Reconnaissance Battalion, 3rd Marine Division. The interviewer is Edward M. Evans, Staff Sergeant, 1-868-548 USMC. This interview was taken at the Khe San Combat Base, Quang Tri Province, Republic of Vietnam, on 5 September, 1967. This interview deals with a Marine's experiences while on his first reconnaissance mission.
Name, Robert M. Hatfield. Rank, PFC. Serial number, 22-51-16-2. Position, 5th man in the rank. I carried the extra battery for the radio in the Claymore mine. Unit, 3rd Recon Battalion, Bravo Company. Let's see. It was my first patrol, and I was more or less just along to learn. And when we first got off the helicopter, we saw two VC, and I didn't see him. I didn't see anything until we got up to leave. Mostly, I just stayed flat to the ground, and watching out for things. And before we went out, we were told that it was going to be an OP mission, that we wouldn't be doing very much humping, and we didn't do very much humping. All we did was about 75 meters between the two LZs. And, oh Christ, we were told there was going to be a lot of water, that we wouldn't have to worry about, at least we wouldn't have to worry about water. We were flip-flopping with another team that had been out. One man was down with malaria, and they had to medevac him. And when we landed, we ran into VC, and PSC Husted, or secondary radioman, called the helicopters back, and they made runs around the area to keep the VC down. And then he called into the jets wanted to make a run. They made a run and dropped the bombs about 100 meters from us. And we all received shrapnel. And